Starting a career in music takes more than just hours in a practice room. It takes connections, it takes luck, and it takes money. Lots and lots of money. Amanda Biggs is a young opera singer trying to make it, trying to get to New York City to make a career for herself. But it hasn't been an easy process. In this audio profile, we get a sneak peek into the process of turning talent into dollar signs and then into a profession.
My name is Amanda Biggs, and I'm an opera singer. This famous soprano that I'm working with in New York has presented me with, get to New York, get to Manhattan, and I will have you sing for all the right people. I was in Manhattan last fall, trying to live within a few days after I moved to Manhattan to live with my friends, Lehman Brothers, everything went crashing to the ground. And so thousands and thousands of New Yorkers were out of jobs and way more qualified for even temp jobs than I was. So I spent 7 weeks looking for a job. And then my friend who I met here at IU also lives in Manhattan and said, I have a connection with this famous soprano. I know of her, and we've emailed each other a few times, and I think she would be really excited to hear your voice. If I can arrange it, would you be willing to sing for her? And of course I was like, yes. And so she just heard me, and this person doesn't just do that. She'd never done it before, and she charges a lot of money for master classes, and you can imagine. Didn't charge me a thing, stayed for a few hours, and then later told me that she just wasn't expecting to hear what she heard from me, and immediately began telling me, we need to get you to sing for this person, this person, this person. We need to get you back to New York, because you knew I was leaving after not being successful in finding a job.
Why don't we start from... I'll give you a measure.
I'll get all the ears then.
I'm having to raise a lot of money because the startup, that's where it's difficult for any young artist trying to launch a career the way I'm trying to launch a career. So average rent and utilities in Manhattan would be around $1,400 a month in probably what will be a tiny little cracker box.
With a roommate.
With a roommate. Where, so that doesn't include the fact that, you know, I have to rent studio space to rehearse. So studio space is usually about anywhere between $25 and $50 an hour. So we're at about $19.5.
You gotta eat.
Well, I do have to eat. I don't like to think of myself as a starving artist. If my apartment comes with a kitchen and I get to cook, I would say grocery store. Everything's more expensive. $100 a week, so $400 a month times 12, which could just average up to $5,000. Because part of the deal is when you're schmoozing, you've got to be able to go to swanky nice restaurants. Hope to God they buy, which they usually do, but you know, you can't expect it.
Then voice lessons.
I would say voice lessons would be safe to say $5,000 to $7,000 a year.
Transportation?
Subway. The subway, I think, is something like, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 a year.
And if you're gonna fly places, well, you're not gonna fly.
I'm not really gonna fly. I will take the Amtrak.
You need dresses.
I do. I just purchased my recital gown, which was $220 for a gown. And people don't want to see the same gown on you for two recitals. So you get, it's like getting married every time. And $77.50 to pay my current student loans. So, $45,000 to eke by for a year in New York City. Daunting. Okay, well, I'm planning two benefit recitals, one in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where I did my undergraduate degree, and one in Bloomington. Having several private dinner parties These are dinner parties hosted by friends who have connections. So I'll go, we'll have a nice dinner, and I'll sing for these people, we'll talk about career endeavors, the promise, and I'll have my endorsement from this famous soprano. So these people see, hey, this girl's serious. So that's a way I'm raising money.
This one was the right example.
That was beautiful, yes. But then when you have... all of this, I...
No, it wasn't like water.
It wasn't flowing.
No.
Exactly.
That's right. It was noting.
So, you know how it feels. You know how to sing this. You're Amanda Biggs. Just go ahead and sing.
You know, once I'm past the recitals and I know what kind of contributions I'm dealing with, I can then decide, okay, this is where I can afford to live. This is what I can afford in general. And I want to show my mentors that I'm willing to do work on my own as well, not just expecting them to run around, find people for me to sing. I'm actually trying to do everything I can. And so I'm going to Manhattan with all the money I can come with and make that last as long as I can until either A, I run out, or B, somebody says, oh my God, I want to support your career entirely for 3 years.
Voila.
You know. Who knows what will happen in the year, who I'll sing for, who, you know, it's not something that can be easily planned or expected. My name is Amanda Biggs, and I am going to New York to become an opera singer, an internationally successful opera singer. So one way or another, it will happen.
You can hear Amanda Biggs' benefit recital on Friday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. That's at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Bloomington. She'll sing this aria from Rusalka, along with the embroidery aria from Britain's opera Peter Grimes. And if perhaps her voice sounds familiar to you, it might be because she was featured in a recent artwork segment about singers of the national anthem. Check out that piece on our website, wfiu.org.